The Indonesian Consumer Organization invites all parties to work together to implement consumer protection and sustainability. Education Division of the organization, Anjani Widya Hemasita, stated, it also requires environmental policies that pay attention to the aspect of affordability. In the VOI Talk program with RRI Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on Friday, Hemasita also encouraged public awareness of the importance of consumer protection. In addition, according to her, global collaboration is also needed to create a sustainable lifestyle.
With the commitment from the government to a net zero emission in 2060, I think the consumer protection and sustainability must go hand in hand. And ensuring that environmental policies also address affordability, like I mentioned before, like solar panel is more affordable for us. It should be in proof of collaboration in a lot of sectors in Indonesia. And it depends also with the strong regulation from the government. It also needs more awareness from our consumers, and we need a collaboration too with a global industry and global government to have a regulation and make a more sustainability lifestyle in the next year or maybe next.
March 15 is commemorated as World Consumer Rights Day. This year, the commemoration takes the theme A Just Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle, which highlights the need for an equitable shift toward sustainability. Hemasita also stated, sustainability is a fundamental consumer right, as stated at Indonesia's consumer protection law. She says all consumer has rights to access to safe, environmentally and friendly products. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto attended a panel discussion with rectors and leaders of public and private universities at a presidential palace in Jakarta on Thursday. Vice Rector for Student Affairs and Alumni University of Bengkulu in Sumatra's Bengkulu province, Chandra Irawan, shared several points he found interesting from the discussion. Among them was Prabowo's decision to implement budget efficiency, which Prabowo believes can minimize leaks in the state budget.
Beliau menginginkan kebocoran-kebocoran.
The president emphasized the need to minimize leaks in the state budget, and his move to streamline budgets across ministries and institutions has saved hundreds of trillions. I think this has a very positive impact, especially if the savings are used to provide facilities and support Indonesia's progress.
Memberikan para fasilitas, kemudian membangun ya demi kemajuan negara Indonesia.
Irawan also highlighted Prabowo's optimism that his administration would maximize utilization of Indonesia's natural resources for the welfare of the people. He is confident Prabowo's government will lead Indonesia toward a brighter future. The Indonesian government strives to implement budget streamlining across various ministries and state institutions, including in higher education. This has led to several impacts, including cuts to non-essential expenditures and energy-saving measures. Governor of the Special Region of Yogyakarta, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X, led the ceremony to commemorate 270th anniversary of the Special Region of Yogyakarta at the Mandala Krida Stadium on Thursday morning. The celebration was held through a flag ceremony and governor's speech at a plenary meeting in the legislature. After the ceremony, Sri Sultan Hamengkubuwono X told journalists he hopes for the full support of the community to actively fill development in Yogyakarta with positive things.
Ya saya kira saya perlu bantuan teman-teman media ya. Bagaimana?
I think I need help for my friends in the media. How today's event can become an event not only talking about history, but also, as I said earlier, how community participation is subject in building the future of the
country. Masyarakat itu juga menjadi subjek di dalam membangun Jogja masa depan.
The Sultan also hopes for innovation and creativity from the community in developing Yogyakarta without having to rely solely on government assistance.
Tidak hanya mendagangkan pemerintah, tapi bagaimana masyarakatnya yang kreatif, inovatif gitu.
Not only relying on the government, but how the community is creative, innovative, to be able to build a sense of comfort and security. The community also needs to participate.
Bisa menjadi subjek di dalam proses untuk tantangan masa depan.
In the commemoration of the 270th anniversary of the special region of Yogyakarta this year, the theme was Jogja Tumata Tuwuh Ngrembaka, which means Yogyakarta is increasingly organized, continues to grow, and also protects all community entities in it. Well, listeners, those are the news. Next, today's commentary, titled Transition to a Sustainable Lifestyle for All, read by Anna Trijayakasih.
Today's commentary is on protecting water for a sustainable future. Every March the 22nd, the world commemorates World Water Day. The goal is to remind and emphasize the importance of water for life. Water is not only a basic need for humans, but also for all living things and ecosystems on Earth. However, over time, water-related problems have become increasingly complex, ranging from pollution to the scarcity of clean water supplies. Pollution has become a serious threat to water quality in Indonesia. Industrial waste, plastic waste, and pesticides from the agricultural sector often pollute rivers, lakes, and seas, which have a negative impact on human health and the environment. In addition, access to clean drinking water is still a challenge. Based on data from the Indonesian Central Statistics Agency in 2024, around 93% of households in Indonesia now have access to clean drinking water. But the remaining 7% still don't enjoy it, increasing the risk of water-based diseases. To overcome this challenge, cooperation is needed between the government, the public, and the private sector. The government must strengthen supervision and law enforcement related to water management and environmental pollution. The public also needs to play an active role by reducing excessive water use and supporting efforts to conserve water sources. Maintaining river cleanliness and minimizing waste sound simple but are very important steps. World Water Day should be a moment for reflection and action. People must realize that water is a limited and very valuable resource. Start with small action, such as saving water at home and keeping the surrounding environment clean. Only by protecting and preserving water can sustainable future generations be ensured. That was commentary.
Here is quote of the day. Patience has no limits. If there is a limit, it means you have no patience. That's a quote by Kiai Haji Abdurrahman Wahid, or familiarly known as Gus Dur, an Indonesian Muslim figure from the Nahdlatul Ulama. He served as the fourth president of the Republic of Indonesia from 1999 to 2001. And that's quote of the day.
Waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik ini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Meski penuh dengan cobaan, berat bagi yang tak beriman, yakin ini sebuah ujian untuk mencapai kemenangan. Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam. Assalamualaikum. Waalaikumsalam. Bulan baik ini telah datang, ucapkanlah alhamdulillah. Bulan penuh dengan ampunan, mari kita berbahagialah. Sambutlah, kesempatan untuk jemput arti kebahagiaan. Sambutlah, raihlah. Ini adalah kesempatan untuk jemput amat seribu bulan.
It's mostly available during Ramadan or the fasting months. It has slices of banana, cassava, sweet potatoes, or even palm sugar fruit. All of them are drowned in a sweet gravy made from a mixture of water, palm sugar, and coconut milk. What is the name of this food? Salad!
Count the stars in the sky. Now I count the ones in your eyes. I used to think that my paradise was somewhere waiting on the other side. But you take me higher than I've been, laying hands on my skin. It's true. Ooh, nothing compares to you. So tell me why. What good is life if we're all just waiting to dance in the sky? I'm already there, here in your eyes. We climb the gates every time that you're right down next to me. I rest in peace. They say it's better, but how could that be if everyone has
If we're all just waiting to dance in the sky,
I'm already there, here in your eyes. We come together.
Of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, Indonesian athlete Siti Najwa won a gold medal in the specialty solo dance sport category at the 2025 Winter Olympics World Games held at the Palazzo delle Feste, Bardonecchia, Italy on Thursday. In addition to winning gold, Indonesia's representative Anastasia Aresienan Buariat secured a bronze medal, followed by Muhammad Aden Aryadipa, who secured fourth place in the same category. The Special Olympics event is an international sports tournament for individuals with intellectual disabilities. The aim of this event is to encourage inclusion, participation, and development. It also focuses on the spirit of togetherness and provides an opportunity for each athlete to compete in a category that suits their abilities.
Ketika berada sampingmu, terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona, ku terpesona, menerusan jauh di kalbu.
Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Tersenyum tersipu kulihat dirimu,
tertegu termenung kurasa diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Ketika tersentuh hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Perjumpaan kita
ketika tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoda terjaga
hatimu diriku
dikala perjumpaan kita.
Thank you. berada sampingmu. Terasa gejolak hatiku. Kau mempesona,
ku terpesona,
menembus dan jauh di kalbu. Betapa tiada nestapa, bagaikan indahnya semesta.
Sesungguhnya
ku lihat dirimu
terbelung terbelung,
ku rasa diriku
jikala perjumpaan kita.
Terpikat tersentuh
hatiku dirimu,
tergoreh terjaga
hatiku diriku
jikala perjumpaan kita.
Bila mulut jauh dari asmanya, langkahnya itu bagai hilang berkahnya.
Bila dunia memerantekan jiwa, sia-sia akhirat meninggalkannya.
Di bayang-bayang fata morgana, berharap hidup khusnul khatimah. Di bayang-bayang fata morgana, dirimu mohon selamatkan hamba.
Bila hati hilang cahaya iman, langkahnya hidup hitam tanpa penerang.
Bila jiwa jauh dari Al-Quran, langkahnya hidup bagai tanpa pedoman.
Di bayang-bayang fata morgana, berharap hidup husnul khatimah. Di bayang-bayang fata morgana, dirimu mohon selamatkan hamba.
you for still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder. Thank you for still joining us the English program from Voice of Indonesia. Coming up next, a program that will take you closer to Indonesian art, culture, custom, food, tourist destinations, all on Indonesian Wonder.
Dear listeners, Indonesian Wonder for today's edition comes with the title Badendang Rotan Traditions from Maluku. Listeners, the Badendang Rotan Traditions is one of the New Year traditions in Maluku. This cultural event is a celebration of cultural heritage that takes place regularly every year. The Badendang Rotan Traditions is the result of combining two series of events, namely the Badendang Traditions and the Hela Rotan Traditions. Even though it is held with the characteristics of each region, the Badendang tradition itself is an annual event held to welcome several major holidays in the country, such as New Year celebration, Christmas, cleaning the country celebrations, and many more. The Badendang tradition event is one of the biggest events held by the local community. Therefore, the entire population must participate in the series of events. The Badendang tradition is a traditional Maluku singing and dancing tradition with family and relatives. This tradition is held to welcome the arrival of the New Year and takes place every January 1st. Unlike most New Year traditions, which are festive with colorful fireworks, Badendang Rotan is an activity that highlights cooperation between local communities, at the same time strengthening the value of solidarity between citizens, starting from during the event to the team taking part in this activity. As the name suggests, Badendang at this event, music is one of the dominating elements. Visitors will be treated to typical Maluku singing and dancing. The music produced by the tiba is one of the things that warms the atmosphere. Starting the procession in the afternoon, the procession begins with traditional elders announce to the community that this event will start. After that, everyone from adult to children gather. Meanwhile, the Hela Rotan tradition is a competition that is similar to tug of war in general. It's just that the Maluku style tug of war is different from the others. This is because the basic materials of the rope is made from woven rotan and also has length of up to 10 of meters. Another difference lies in the rhythm of the tiba musical instrument that accompanies the match. The songs with rhythm lyrics that are sung are not haphazard and have always been heard from generations to generations. That was Indonesian Wonder.
Love, you're such a
of Communication and Digital Affairs aims to complete the creation of an Artificial Intelligence or AI Utilization Roadmap in 3 months. Deputy Minister of Communication and Digital Affairs, Ms. Patria, noted the government has held discussions with stakeholders to create a comprehensive roadmap for AI use. The government is studying AI utilization regulations in other countries as a reference in creating the roadmap. Patria highlighted the government aims to develop inclusive policies designed to reduce compliance costs, encourage investment in AI infrastructure development, and foster talent growth in the AI sector.
Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you for still joining us, the English service of Voice of Indonesia that you can enjoy on voinews.id at RE Digital Mobile App Channel VOI and shortwave frequency 3325 and 4755 kHz. Listener, next we present a program that allows you to learn Indonesian language. It's only on Let's Speak Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Let's Speak Indonesia. Introduce yourself.
Hello, nama saya Rahma.
Hello, my name is Rahma.
Hi, saya Ray. Hi, I'm Ray.
Now it's your turn. Let's answer this question.
Siapa nama kamu? Siapa nama kamu? What's your name? Answer by saying nama saya.
Insight of the day.
When greeting or introducing yourself, it is a good habit in Indonesia to shake hands and give slight nod. Well, listener, that's Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Stay tuned for learning more Indonesian words only on Let's Speak Indonesia. Sampai jumpa.
Kita kan berpuasa.
terlapar lapar dahaga. Kalahan tarawih baru berbuka dan kau pun tiba Ramadan penuh cinta. Imanku karena engkau Allahu Rabbi. Tiada terkira nikmat di dunia kau berikan ku Ramadan penuh cinta.
That is the sound of the king of the fruits, durian. People say durian is not for everyone, but stay with me to find out why durian is actually for everyone. Hello everyone, right now I am in Alas Malang Central Java, the central farm for durian power, the special durian from Alas Malang Central Java. Durian is a spiky fruit. Famous for having a strong scent, durian is native to Southeast Asia, so it has a lot of cousins. You might be familiar with black corn, musangking, and montong. And in Indonesia, we have petru, medan, bawor, kaligesing, and many more. Whatever the variation, people's top of mind about durian is of course the scent and the taste. But there is one Mr. Sarno, a durian farmer from Alas Malang Central Java, who has a different opinion.
Dan durian ini salah satu makanan yang bisa dinikmati oleh panca indera kita semua. Dari
durian can be experienced with all of our senses. Our eyes can see the color and size. When we are about to eat it, our nose smells it. Maybe normal, strong, or sweet-scented. It means our sight and smell work well. We feel the spike with our skin. We might even bleed. Then, we put it into our mouth. Wow, this one is sweet, or that one is bland. And what about hearing? A ripe durian sounds lower when we strike it. Unripe one has a higher sound. Or we hear it fell in our backyard. It beams our ears, also enjoy it.
Kalau yang belum matang, belum ngebas. Atau kita punya tanaman di belakang rumah, jatuh. Kita sambilnya terdengar, berarti telinga kita menikmati.
But from all the senses, which one should we use to pick the best durian?
Ini durian udah matang belum ya? Lah kalau dipukul, dalam suara
if this durian right, tenor, we test by striking it.
Suara tinggi,
we know there is baritone, tenor, and bass,
nah, kalau ini suara
high, medium, and low.
Bass.
The right one is bass.
Tapi kalau suaranya
so, we strike bass. It.
Bro, dipukul.
It's kembang. Right. Another durian seller, Mrs. Natina, says, we also use our nose, our eyes, and our skin.
Wangi. A good durian smells good.
Bagus, wangi.
Iya. Pokok Bapak kalau beli di mana-mana.
Never buy durian with dry stem.
Ini kalau kering jangan dibeli.
So now we get a ripe durian. Our next mission is to retrieve the durian flesh protected by a thick and spiky peel. While some people struggle to open it, Mr. Sardo just takes his razor-sharp blade and then decide on the straight line on the field to easily cut it open.
Kita ambil tengah-tengahnya
just
aja,
pick a straight line like kita this.
Lepas ini. Nah. Baru
then,
pelan-pelan,
slowly semuanya. Can see the flash. Here it is. Beneath the green, thick and thorny field is the shiny golden flesh of durian, the size of an adult's fist. A perfect presentation. But here is the $1 million question. How does it taste?
Sambil ya. Ya.
Nah. Amazing. This durian just ripened, so it's not bitter. Given more time, it will be a bit bitter, but has a softer texture, like sticky rice. Good durians are commonly soft like custard that melts in your mouth, and sweet like wine. The bad ones are simply bland, no taste at all. But some people prefer the more exotic mixes in the palate, like sweet, bitter, and sour at the same time. And trust me, the smell is not like socks. So now you find out, apparently durian is not smelly and doesn't taste weird. It has an attractive color and also a lot of benefits for your body. Which means, actually, durian is for everyone. If you want to find durian, you can go to Central Java and they have a special variant over there called Durian Bawor, or in Purworejo they have the Durian Kaligesing. That's all for now. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, in today's Music Corner, I'm going to present a keroncong song entitled Monday Monday by Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu. The song, which was released on March 22, 2022, was composed by Milton A. Michels and popularized by Keroncong Tugu Orchestra. The song tells about the afternoon atmosphere at the beginning of the new year, where people are still in a happy mood. That afternoon, both young and old still gather in Kampung Tugu, North Jakarta. They not only gather, but also involved in a game with a penalty of being hit with powder on the face for the player who lost. However, there is no hostility because the game is wrapped in sincerity and mutual forgiveness. Here is Jessica Agnes featuring Keroncong Tugu with the song Monday Monday.
Voice of Indonesia です。日本語で放送されている Voice of Indonesia は、インドネシアに関するニュース、情報、エンターテインメントだけでなく、様々な情報を提供します。周波数 332kHz および4755kHz で、またはウェブサイト www.foinews.id および LED デジタルアプリケーション KU で毎日放送を視聴したり、アクセスしたりできます。Selamat malam, konbanwa. 今日、私、イーサンが1時間の日本語放送をお送りします。今日はニュース、インドネシアの音楽、それともいろいろなインドネシアの情報をお届けします。次はニュースをお伝えします。引き続き周波数 332kHz や 4755kHz から Voice of Indonesia の放送をお聞きください。リスナー皆さん、ニュースです。それでは最初のニュースです。インドネシア内務省は日本とインドネシアの市民団体のパートナーシップを評価することについてお伝えします。インドネシア内務省代表のエコ・インドリアン担当 C は、インドネシア政府、特に内務省が日本大使館とインドネシアの様々な市民団体との良好なパートナーシップの実際を数多く目にしてきたと述べました。この発言は、木曜日にジャカルタで行われた2024年度第2期省の内務省資金協力プロジェクトの証明式でなされました。彼はこの協力が特に地域社会の発展や社会福祉の向上に貢献し、具体的な利益をもたらしていると強調しました。インドネシア政府、特に内務省は日本大使館とインドネシアの市民団体がインドネシア各地で行っている良好なパートナーシップの実際を数多く目にしてきました。またエコシーは行政金が最大限の利益をもたらすよう2008年法律第38号第41条の規定を含む適用される規則を遵守する重要性を強調しました。政府は外国の関係者とともにプログラムの実施を監視し、地方政府にもその支援を求めるとしています。さらに、助成金を受ける組織には資金を専門的かつ透明性を持って管理し、インドネシア政府及び支援を提供する政府に対して進捗報告を行う責任があると述べました。それでは次のニュースです。インドネシアとオーストラリアはパートナーシップ行動計画の更新を合意したことについてお伝えします。インドネシアの杉尾の外務大臣はオーストラリアのペニー・ウォン外務大臣とシドニーで会談し、特に経済分野における2国間協力の強化について協議しました。両国は貿易、投資、エネルギー、農業、教育、防衛、安全保障といった優先分野を含む包括的、戦略的パートナーシップ行動計画2025年から2029年までの更新に合意しました。この会談ではインド太平洋地域における総合信頼と緊密な友情の構築が重要であることが確認されました。ペニー・ウォン外務大臣はインドネシアと経済関係の強化がオーストラリアの東南アジア市場における経済多様化戦略の鍵となることを強調しました。それでは最後のニュースです。プラボー大統領はインドネシア経済の強さに楽観的な見方についてお伝えします。プラボー・スビエント大統領は世界的な経済変動にもかかわらず インドネシア経済の基盤は依然として強固で安定していると楽観的な見方を示しました。また、大統領はラマダン明けの祭りまたはイドルフィトリを控え、生活必要品の価格が安定していることを確認し、スムーズな規制を支援するために交通運賃の引き下げを実施したことを明らかにしました。さらに政府は、官僚制度や規制の簡素化を進め、経済の効率化を図ることに注力しています。それにより、インドネシアの国際競争力が高まり、より豊かな国へと成長していくことが期待されています。リスナーの皆さん、これでニュースを終わります。イースタンが伝えました。
Voice of Indonesia。
Dengan beratnya kenyataan Memohon sang waktu Tuh berhenti menggila jiwa Semua rencana Hanya berpegang pada percaya Dan akhirnya tiada Yang kan mampu memastikannya Hanya dia Dan gelapnya putus asa